The night was as quiet as an apparition in a Ghostbusters trap. Too quiet. The type of quiet that follows sinister deeds. The type of night I usually get work. I poured myself a drink, stiff as a fanboy in the presence of George Lucas, and twice as hard. My still-lit cigarette smouldering in the tray as I sat down at my desk. My name is Harley Human, and tonight is the night my whole world changed. As I sat at my desk, I kept playing over this night in my head from a few months back. I was walking the streets at night, not knowing what I'd find, and okay with all of it. I used to wear the blue of the good guys, the fuzz. I was wet behind the ears, and my partner played me for a fool. I shot straight, but he played dirty. Frank was so deep in the pocket of the mob, he used the lint for a pillow. Because lint is in the deepest part of a pocket. Never mind, you get it. He set me up as a stooge for a murder I did not commit. The death of Mr. Body. He planted evidence, and it was solid. A candlestick in the conservatory. Only thing that saved me from the chair was an eyewitness statement from a local piano player named Baby Grant Gallagher, who says he saw me in the billiard room at the time of the murder, which is where I was. He placed just enough doubt in the judge's mind that I got 10 instead of the shock. And Frank, for all of his loyalty, ended up in a pair of cement shoes in the bottom of Lake Hylia. I did my time and wanted nothing more to do with any of it, but you gotta pay the slender man. So I took up PI work. Getting started as a private dick was a tough gig, especially when you have a prison record, so things were slow. One night I heard the tinkling of the ivories, and I remembered that kid who did me that solid. I also remembered his deep blue eyes. Those eyes got me through a lot of rough nights over the last decade. I instinctively walked towards the music, like Sonic to a coin. It brought me to this new club called Jimmy's Joint, and it was the scene. I rolled in past the bouncer, slipping him a Bitcoin as I strolled on by. Jimmy was easy to mark, talking loudly with all the patrons at the bar, working them for their hard-earned scratch. I know people like Jimmy. They hear things. But I was there for the piano player, and as luck would have it, Baby Grant Gallagher sat behind the 88s. His wispy hair hanging in front of those baby blues took my breath away. He had trouble written all over his game board, but I didn't care. Whatever he was selling, I was putting houses and hotels on it. I rolled the dice. Yahtzee. I needed something to calm my nerves, so I took a seat at the bar. Give me two fingers of your darkest deed.
It's not often someone so beautiful graces my humble establishment.
His words are kind, but as empty to me as a promise from a Ferengi. He is ignoring the other patrons now, focusing solely on me. I'm not sure why, but it seems like a good time to see what he knows. So, what's the word on the streets, Jimmy?
I see my reputation precedes me.
I feed his clearly fragile ego. The best around, I hear. He puffs up like Kirby after a big gulp of air. I got this one, rent free for life. Jimmy leans in close, a bit too close for my liking, but I feel a sense of purpose returning. Just as he is about to talk, Baby Grant Gallagher takes a seat beside me and looks at me with those eyes. The world takes five as I drift away.
You're Harley, aren't you? Harley Human?
A few of the patrons at the bar look up from their drinks. They remember my name. I pull the brim of my hat down. You are a beautiful sight, baby, but you sure know how to wheaten a roll. I slip Jimmy a space buck and get up to walk away when Baby grabs my arm.
I need your help, girlfriend.
I lock up. Like Mr. Freeze and May shot me with their ice cannons at the same time. I slip out of his grip and head back to my office and have not been back to Jimmy since. As I drift back to the present, I put down my glass and take a long draw from my cigarette when I hear a knock at the door. I look up to see the cool silhouette of a man. I put out the cigarette. Doors open. As he walks in, his eyes melt my world. I'm a slave to his requests, but I gotta play it cool. Oh, you. We're closed.
Bitch, please, you owe me. Now pay up.
My deflector shields are done. His ice cannon has struck true. How is he doing this?
My brother John was murdered a few months back. I need you to find the killer.
What makes you think I care?
Oh, pretty please.
Damn. He has me. Fine. What are the details? He tells me his brother was shot in cold blood down by the wall. Mentions a note being sent to his brother the night before. It said, "Winter's coming." He didn't know what it meant, but John Shaw did. He disappeared like a Stark in King's Landing. I asked Grant where he thought John might go. He knew nothing. The case was as cold as a White Walker's tit, so I started pounding the pavement. For the first week, I got nothing, and decided to drop by Grant's work to give him an update. Jimmy saw me right away and waved me over. Jimmy pours me a drink and slides it over.
Grant tells me that you're working for him.
That's right. What's it to you?
Well, I just might have something.
Why haven't you told Grant? He works for you.
I tell that boy anything and he goes sideways, you know? I need him focused. Plus, I needed an excuse to talk to you again.
Talk is cheap, Jimmy. I don't have time for your games.
Fine. The guy you're looking for goes by the street name The Viper. Rumor has it, he can talk to snakes. As well, some might say he does stuff folks call magic. He's killing anyone born on the 31st of July. Believe somebody born on that day is gonna do him in. As I am sure you know, that was John's birthday.
A fine lead, but all information comes with a price. Also, that is my birthday. What do you want?
Consider this one on the house. I need the kid. He is who brings people into Jimmy's joint. Plus, I like your company.
A real saint, this one. Grant catches my eye and heads over. Butterflies fill my stomach. Play cool, Harley. You can do this. Sup? Smooth, Harley. You got the game of Xander Harris. Like, season one, Xander Harris. His character doesn't really hold up in today's world. Grant is looking longingly at Jimmy, not sure what that is about.
Got any news?
Yeah, I got a lead I need to chase down. Could be nothing.
But you got a lead?
I hate giving false hope, but it's the first thing I have heard in a week, and I need something. I nod towards him. He wraps his arm around me and squeezes tight. Inside, I am screaming, but I do owe this beautiful man and his brother justice. I gently push him and turn to walk out of the club. As I turn, I see him launch himself face first at Jimmy, who artfully dodges him. If it was me, I would have done something different. With a spring in my step, I got a name to work with. I head out into the night for the longest 12 hours of my life.
All right, guys. That's the first episode of Harley Human. I really hope that you enjoy it, as we really had a blast making this for you. The voice of Harley is, of course, the one and only Tierlin Puxty. The voice of Jimmy is Blair Beveridge. And the voice of baby Grant Gallagher is the incomparable Joy Couture. Episode 1 was also written by Blair Beveridge. If you guys like this and you want to hear more, you can subscribe to us on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can subscribe to us even on Podbean, if you know where that is. If you want to find us on the social medias, we are at WhoPod on the Twitters. We are on Facebook as WhoPod as well. And let's get this out to people outside of the human community. We think this one's got a little bit of mass appeal. All right, guys, we got 12 hours of Harley's life to cover. Let's see what she gets into, shall we? Till next time, take care.